Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Caitlin in just a moment.
Well, folks, Superior Video Livestock Auctions got their next sale coming Thursday, April 2nd, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 33,800 head to be on offer, including over 12,000 yearling steers, 7,000 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. If you'd like details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. With really strong wholesale box beef prices, cash cattle prices finally did some catching up this last week. But Caitlin McCulloch, director of the Livestock Market Information Center, says she doesn't believe we'll be able to hold on to these current prices for very long.
I'm not sure how much it'll continue, but I don't think the box beef cutout is likely to hold, which means fed cattle prices aren't likely to hold either. So we may remain at these levels for a few weeks, but I think heading into the next quarter, you're going to see fed cattle prices come precipitously down over the next 2 quarters, probably.
And Caitlin says that's all because of really big meat supplies.
We do have large amounts of meat on the market right now. The first quarter for beef is going to come in 6% above a year ago. For pork, it's closer to over 7%. And for broiler production, it's going to be closer to over 8% above a year ago. And so that's a lot of meat on the market. And when we're talking about food service industries closing, restaurants, bars, etc., and how much of that consumption is going to be made up at home through grocery store sales, they're probably not a one-for-one change. We do expect some of that to be offset through grocery store sales, but probably not all of it. The other factor of competing meats is going to become a much bigger impact and issue moving forward as consumers find they have less income either due to quick cut hours. Some folks have lost their jobs completely. And beef is still relatively expensive compared to pork and chicken. Now, beef, I would say, is probably not expensive in the history of retail beef prices. But when you're talking about such big unknowns moving forward about the U.S. economy and what's going to happen with your health and other jobs, the tendency to tighten your belt is a very normal type of reaction. And we might start to see that show up in the meat case after this initial wave of buying passes.
As far as attitudes are concerned in the animal agriculture industry, some interesting things kind of under the hood in the hog and pigs report this last week from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It showed 4% more hogs, more hogs and pigs than 1 year ago in the U.S. Overall population. But down the road, a little bit of skittishness as far as the intentions of farrowings for the latter part of this year into 2021.
In terms of farrowings and total hogs, all hogs and pigs were up 4% above a year ago. That was pretty close to what the pre-report estimate said. Hogs kept for breeding were only up 0.4%, so a little bit smaller than what the industry expected ahead of the report. But hogs kept for marketing rose 4.3%, and that's a fairly big number when we're looking at already large supplies of hogs. And so what that means is that early on in 2020, we're likely to see larger production numbers as those hogs get fed out and come to market. So you're looking at probably a six-month window from anything born here in the first quarter. But what was notable, maybe, is that any farrowing intentions moving forward seem to have been pulled back in from maybe where we would have thought they were a couple of months ago. The March through May figure, so that's roughly the next quarter, is expected to be only slightly below a year ago, but the June through August farrowing intentions right now are expected to be over 4% below a year ago. And those are numbers that really lead me to believe that producer sentiment is no longer very optimistic and right, that they believe that they're likely going to lose money on these hogs. And so that's a pretty big change from where we were last year when we were talking about African swine fever and the large demand for protein that was expected for this year. You can see that outlook has really done a 180 here in the last 4 weeks.
Caitlin McCulloch, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 41st annual production sale April 3rd and 4th at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 1,400 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females, including the entire Gardner Angus Ranch registered cow herd. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee. Free delivery. Join them in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd and 4th, or join them online. Visit GardnerAngus.com for videos of the sale offering, the sale book, and more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.